Father, we come by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have gathered ourselves here this evening that we might partake of your living bread, that we might have to feast at your table, to partake of that which you would minister unto us this evening. Father, that it might strengthen us.
Amen.
That it might give us the nourishment that it is needed.
Amen.
That it might have the strength to break through every barrier.
Yes.
Amen.
Father, that it might have the ability to tear down every wall.
Amen.
Father, that it might have free course.
Yes.
Father, those words, as the song said, are given to us for this walk in this world. You said when you prayed for the disciples, I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them. I pray that you would not take them out of the world, but that you would strengthen them, that they might be able to demonstrate the reality of that word in a living way.
Amen.
That there might be a walking, talking testimony of Scripture, my God, that works in the midst of their environments. And Father, you were not praying for the disciples alone. For you said, I do not pray for these alone, but I pray also for them that believe on me through their name, through their word. It is the same word, Father, that is handed down to us in this hour.
Amen.
It is a word of overcoming. It is a word of death to self. It is a word of burial, my God. But God, most important, it is a word of resurrection.
Yes.
You said of your walk in this world, that no man takes my life from me. I give my life freely so that I might have the power to pick it up again.
Yes.
Oh, my God, help us to have the understanding. Help us to have the revelation.
Amen.
Help us to have the wisdom.
Amen.
Help us to have the reality of that scripture.
Amen.
Father, that it not be something that we are able to memorize, not something that we are able to quote, but God, that it be something that we are able to walk.
Amen.
Father, you said that we were to become, hallelujah, a representation of you. Hallelujah. Not a similar thing, but an exact duplicate. For you said that you would give unto us that position of being a joint heir. And Father, we invoke that calling, that election tonight. We invoke that position of promise. We invoke that covenant that we have with you. Father, that you might do that which is necessary to bring us into that place of subjection to your word. And Father, subjection to the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And subjection to the will of God, and subjection to one another.
Amen.
Father, for it is written that it is that we are to be one. Not that we think alike or look alike, but we all have the common denominator. We all have the common ground on which to stand, and that is on the nature of God.
Yes.
So, Father, we commit our hands into your hand. We commit our way, our walk into your plan.
Amen.
That you may walk and that you might talk through us in this world. Father, we are coming into the hour of darkness. We are coming into the hour when sin and the man of sin is rising up in his strength and authority. It says that it is in the time frame of your economy of time, that it is a short, that is short. And the devil knows, Father, of his demise. He knows of that prophecy that was spoken of him in the garden by God. Hallelujah. And he is even now as that roaring lion, working and seeking who he may devour. Father, we rebuke it. We come against it with the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Open the eyes of our understanding.
Amen.
That we might have the ability to war, to fight, and to win.
Yes.
We ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Nice to see you again. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you would, if you have your Bibles tonight, I would like you to open them to 2 Corinthians. You know, there is something very very unique about the epistles of Paul. Not only Paul, but of course James, John, all of them had a particular place of relationship, and they all were writing to the churches. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, in the letters, he was not necessarily just adjusting church business. In many of the letters, he was addressing the working of darkness that was working in the members of those congregations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, the entirety of the New Testament is not written to the heathen. It's not written to the sinner man that is living out there addicted to his passions, addicted to his habits, but he's addressing the church. Hallelujah. And you know, this is a living word, and what he was addressing in that hour is something that is even now working its way into the church. Let me rephrase that. It has already worked its way into the Holy Place Church. Now it is entrenching itself. Hallelujah. Trying to make sure that the Holy Place people are in such a predicament, in such a plight, in such a peril. Hallelujah. That they could not possibly, by his way of thinking, shake loose the yoke of bondage that has been being placed upon them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we are sometimes trapped by our lifestyle. We build circumstances and situations, not intentionally, believe you me, but because of the environment in we live in and the necessities that we have to live and the opportunities that are presented to us to better ourselves and to help our families and to help our communities as well as our church. Hallelujah. We find ourselves heading down certain paths, and we are doing certain things that are seemingly undoable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the devil is no slackard when it comes to wrapping us up like a package. Hallelujah. Maybe I shouldn't say package. Maybe I should say wrapping us up like a corpse. Like they wrap a corpse in hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he is sure that although there has been examples and situations where there has been one here, one there, maybe a few here and a few there, who have seemingly broke through, who have seemingly been able to shred off the things that have been working to bring them to a place of being non-productive, a place of being non-fruitful, a place of not being able to fulfill the calling and the election that is upon their lives. Hallelujah. He does not believe that there is a congregation or a group of people that can agree upon one thing for any length of time in order to accomplish or to do what it is that God needs to do with that people. Hallelujah. 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 But the devil is a liar, and the devil is a loser. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because even if there is just one out of every place that this word is being shared. Hallelujah. At the end of the day, at the end of time, that one will join with that other one, and that other one, and that other one, and that other one, and that other one. And they will unite together with one purpose. They will unite together for one cause. They will unite together to put down in the entirety the darkness. Hallelujah. The strength and the vitality of that darkness. Hallelujah. And thereby bring destruction to the devil and his kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not only will they deal with the darkness, not only will they deal with the devil, hallelujah, but they will be the ones who usher in, hallelujah, that era of time that the Bible calls the millennium. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because it says of Jesus, it says of God, that on the seventh day, did you hear it? On the seventh day, what did he do? Hallelujah. It says that he finished his work and he rested. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a finishing of the work of God on the seventh day in the millennium. Hallelujah. It wasn't on the sixth day or the ending of the sixth day that work was finished. Hallelujah. And it is in that seventh day that we as a people are to unite together and become the living example of John 17. Hallelujah. He said, Father, that they may be one, even as we are one. Hallelujah. That they might be in us as I am in you, and you are in me, that they might be one in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
No. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I'm not talking about a theological conjecture. I'm not talking about a people that are not here. Hallelujah. You are here because you were called. You are here because you were elected. You are here because you heard a word. And that word stirred something in your soul. And your soul began to come alive. And it was exciting. Hallelujah. And it began to stretch its wings like an eagle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This word is not like any word that you have ever heard before. Hallelujah. This word delivered you out of death and damnation. Hallelujah. This word gave you the strength, the energy, and the ability to see in the Spirit, to hear in the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, to move with the strength of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This word gave you and I the ability. Hallelujah. To be amongst that company of people that is called the host of heaven. Hallelujah. Because it says that they without us, hallelujah, cannot be made perfect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Heaven is waiting on you, dear. Heaven is waiting on you. Do you hear me? Heaven is waiting on you. 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 Hallelujah. Without you, heaven cannot go forward. Heaven cannot become what it needs to become. You must rise up. Hallelujah. You must overcome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you knew Paul Elton? How many of you knew him? Huh? I want to see your hands. How many of you knew him? Hallelujah. Paul Elton is in that heavenly host. Hallelujah. He told you, hallelujah, all that he could tell you. He shared with you everything that he could share with you. He prophesied to the coming of the two seals to this people. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. He says there is a man that is coming after me. He will be able to answer your question. He will give you the answers of those things that you are asking me. Hallelujah. 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 And I can tell you, when Brother Dusil and Sister Dusil came to this land, there was a shout. There was a shout in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a shout in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And I can guarantee you, as you begin to get a hold of that word, as you begin to get the nourishment out of that word, and that nourishment begin to go into your bones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul Elton was there. He was looking. He was ministering. You were ministering to him. That which he had invested in you was now coming back to him. Hallelujah. And as you grew in the Spirit, he began to grow in the Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but it says that we wrestle against kings and their polities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is waiting. Creation is waiting. Heaven is waiting.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
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 Oh, come on. Say amen. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. For surely saith the Lord, as darkness rise, so shall my light rise upon thee, saith the Lord. For I have called you not to destruction. I have called you not to be pacified. I have called you not to be neutralized. But I have called you to rise up in the midst of this land, saith the Lord. Yea, I have called you that you might be warriors for me in the midst of darkness. Hallelujah. That you might assault that kingdom of darkness, saith the Lord. That you might tear down those principalities and do with their polities, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
We need to renew our covenant relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We need to go back. Hallelujah. To that brazen laver. Can I have that picture of the tabernacle, please? We need to go back to the brazen laver. Hallelujah. We need to re-examine our position of commitment. We need to re-examine our position, our place. Hallelujah. Of consecration and dedication. Hallelujah. We need to go back to the basics. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to make a covenant with God to go all the way. Hallelujah. Not just go parts of the way. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible talks about three categories of Christians. There's one category that's called a 30% category. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I need the picture, please. I'm sorry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
30% category. 30% category. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't want to be a 30% Christian. I don't want to be a 30% anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a 60% category of people. Hallelujah. We are now in the 60%. We are dwelling here in this place. We are going going to the lampstand. We are going to the table. We are going to the lampstand. We are going to the table. We run back out into the outer court to the brazen laver. We go out here to the brazen altar. Hallelujah. We do not want to recognize that fifth position in the tabernacle, that golden altar of incense. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, the sacrifice that is supposed to be you. Paul said it. Do you hear me? It's not Bert that said it. Paul said it. He says, I beseech you, brethren, hallelujah, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as living sacrifices. Hallelujah. That means you do not give out of your surplus. You do not even give out of your status quo, but you dig down and give the totality of what you are. Hallelujah. Your time, your energy, your money, your resources, anything and everything has to be put into God's hands. Hallelujah. I don't know if many of you know, but Brother Duciel and Sister Mavis were doing very well in Jamaica. Hallelujah. In the beginning. Hallelujah. They had a farm. They had a school. They had a business. And they were prospering. Hallelujah. One day in the midst of their prospering, hallelujah, God said, it's time for you to go. Hallelujah. It's time for you to leave. Hallelujah. Brother Duciel, Sister Mavis, packed her bag. Hallelujah. Got on a plane ticket. Hallelujah. And headed off to the United States. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They left it all. Hallelujah. Loose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They left it all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Duciel says, my business is God's business. And if my business is in a mess, it's still God's business. They lost everything. They lost everything. They lost everything. But they gained a spiritual inheritance in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Should not a student emulate his teacher, his instructor? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wasn't a man that had a private jet. Wasn't a man that had a big church. What is the man that had a mass following? Hallelujah. Hello. Hallelujah. Should not we emulate and walk as he walked, as he was walking and following Christ? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I have been told, well, we don't want to worship him. Poppycock! Hallelujah. It's not a matter of worship. It's a matter of walking, of recognizing the God that is in him. Hallelujah. Do you worship Paul? Do you worship Peter? Hallelujah. So why is it that we want to put this man in a category of worship? Hallelujah. When all that he did was to define the words that Paul wrote. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Church, wake up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to wake up. The destroyer is on the door, at the door. Hallelujah. There was a word to Cain. Do you remember the word to Cain? Hallelujah. It's sin. What? Lay us at the door. Hallelujah. You know, there are certain things that God will tolerate. There are certain things in God and in the world that God will tolerate. But what God will not tolerate for any length of time is if in the event that you have an awareness, that you have a thought, and you know the will of God concerning the end time. and you use that gospel in a lascivious manner. Hallelujah. God will step into his business. Hallelujah. And God will say, enough is enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The church, the Holy Place Church. Hallelujah. Brethren, this has been given over to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. It is being tread underfoot. It is being trampled. It is being stamped. It is no longer something in the mind of God. Hallelujah. That is of any consequence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are now in this holy place position. We are in this place. Hallelujah. But we have need of this article right here. Hallelujah. You can't legislate it. You can't organize it. You can't instruct in it. You must come individually. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in 1906 in Southern California. Hallelujah. 1906. There were five or six, maybe seven elderly black ladies who were tired of church. They were tired of church. You think they got themselves a placard? Put it over their head. We are tired of church. Went to church and sit down in their pew.
Huh?
You think that's what they did? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you think that that is what they did? Hallelujah. If you do, you're wrong. If you do, you need to repent. Hallelujah. They somehow got together. And they found out they had a common thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They found they had a common thing. Hallelujah. And their common thing is that they wanted to touch the hem of God's garment. They were tired of religion. They were tired of the ritualism. They wanted a fresh anointing. So they began to meet in the basements of one of the ladies. And they begin to pray. 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 It wasn't overnight, brethren. It wasn't instantaneous. Hallelujah. God wanted to see if they really meant business. Hallelujah. Oh, you say God won't do that. Huh? Hallelujah. God does just exactly what God pleases to do. And you know something else? God don't ask me if I'm in the favor of it, if I'm pleased with it. Hallelujah. He just does it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Push. And when it comes to my business, most of the things that God does, I do not like what he's doing. Because God wants to always rub my nose in my dirt. Hallelujah. Push. Push.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can remember when I was seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The local Pentecostal church had a Holy Ghost revival. Hallelujah. And I wanted the Holy Ghost. So I went down there to get revived. Hallelujah.
Amen.
7 days. Every day down at the altar. Every day begging God. You ever beg God? Please stop it. Please. Somebody stop it.
Amen.
If you don't know what the will of God is, keep your mouth shut.
Amen.
Did you hear me? If you don't know what the will of God is, keep your mouth shut. And wait on God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, they that wait upon God will renew their strength. Hallelujah. If we would do that, we would be a very much more quiet people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 7 days. Hallelujah. God waited till the seventh day, the seventh night. And there was a little old man that came up to pray with me. Hallelujah. Everybody else had given me up. They thought I was hopeless.
Oh,
brother, you got hidden sin in your life.
Hallelujah.
And if I'd known the reality, I'd say, yes, I do, but why won't God give me the power to overcome it? Hallelujah. Something's wrong with you, brother. I said, yes, there is. That's why I need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I didn't need condemnation. I needed the Holy Ghost. I had to believe that the Holy Ghost would break through my sin, break through my degradation and death, my position of bondage, my habitual bondage. That's why I needed the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That little old man came up and he knelt down beside me. He didn't condemn me. He didn't preach to me. He just put his arm around me and began to speak in tongues. Very softly. Hallelujah. Not shouting. Just begin to touch God for me. When was the last time you touched God for somebody? Outside of your own need. Outside of your own, the own pressure that's upon you. When did you go to God for somebody else? And tarry, and tarry, and tarry, and tarry, and tarry. To God moved. Hakatara la mandaya. Oh my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he touched God, I had a very unique experience. He was on my left side. And all of us, I was hearing the tongues in my left ear. But Jesus was standing on my right side. And he was translating for me. And he spoke to me in English. Tongues here, English here. Hallelujah. And he said, son, open your mouth. Speak. Because I gave it to you the very first day you asked for it. Hallelujah! God wanted me to tarry. God wanted me to wrestle through my humiliation. God wanted to work me through my pride. Hallelujah. God wanted to give me an idea that I wasn't as important as I thought I was. Hallelujah. We think God is at our beck and call. Oh yes, we do. Come here, God. Hallelujah. Did you hear it? Come here, God. Hey, come. Like a dog. Come. Sit.
No way.
Oh, yes. Don't tell me no way. Hallelujah. You're sick. You pray for healing, you don't get healing, you get depressed. So now not only are you sick, but you're depressed.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the first thing you will say is, why God? You know what I was taught as a young man? Huh? Never ask why. Try it sometime. You will find it almost impossible. But to say why is to question your position of being born again. It is to question the authority unto which you have submitted yourself to. I am born again. That means I'm no longer a child of Asbel, but I am a child of God. I'm in the household of God. Now, do you think God is going to be slack concerning his children? Do you think that his children are in trouble and God doesn't know about it? Do you don't think that when his children are suffering, God does not suffer with you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am a child of the King. And if he chooses to let me suffer, I have to suffer with God in praise. Hallelujah. 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 I have a responsibility, not just to get saved so I can go to heaven. Hallelujah. I get saved. I get filled with the Holy Spirit that I might be a son in the house of the King. Hallelujah. And that my behavior will exemplify my Father. Hallelujah. That it will be a credit to my Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I'm quite sure that you have a code of ethics when it comes to your family and your father. There are certain things that you just can't do because it will bring shame. Hallelujah. You know, that's down here. That's low bite. Hallelujah. If we will do that with our natural fathers, how much more is the responsibility on me concerning my behavior, concerning my heavenly place of calling? You know what the problem is? We don't believe it. We're waiting to get raptured. We're waiting to cross over that river. We're going to get out of death and damnation, just walk into glory. God, help us.
Amen.
Deliver us, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, wretched man that I am. You know what it means to serve God? Huh? You know what it means? Serve God in the way He wants you to serve Him? Well, let's look at the lives of some of the apostles. Apostle John. He grew in God. Grew in God. Until he reached a level in his maturity in God that he became a threat to the devil's program. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm getting recorded. Hallelujah. He grew to a level of maturity. He was a pain, a thorn in the devil's flesh. Everywhere John went, he brought the kingdom of God. Everything he did was demonstrating the reality of that kingdom. When you read the Gospels of John, when you read the books of John, there is something so intimate, so close, so personal. Hallelujah. That is not in the other Gospels. It is so pertinent, so intimate, as though he had a very close, personal relationship with God. Hallelujah. 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 It says of the scripture, hallelujah. Now, if I were to make a statement like John, I would get stoned to death. But John said of himself, the disciple that Jesus loves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Does John love me? Does God love John any more than he loves you, sister? Does he love God? Does he love John any more than this little lady? Does he love God more than this young man? Does he love God more than you? Or you? Or you? Or you? Or you? Or you? Or you? Does he love John more than he loves you? Hallelujah. What was different about God? What was different about John? He had that close, intimate relationship. Hallelujah. Peter could have had it. James could have had it. John could have had it. Bartholomew could have had it. Hallelujah. But John pressed on. He pressed on above and beyond the nine. Hallelujah. And then he pressed on beyond the tenth and the 11th. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He had a close, intimate, personal relationship. Brethren, he had such a relationship that the Word of God was becoming a part of his fabric, was becoming a part of his flesh. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. And you know what we know? Is that it was an immortal Word that was within John. History tells us that they tried to kill John. They tried, they boiled him in oil, got a big pot, hallelujah, stuck the wood under it. Hallelujah. I seen a woman spill boiling water over her hand and her arm, immediately become lobster red. Blisters begin to pop up on it. I seen a man come and lay hands on it and rebuke it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he removed his hand, the hand was healed. John didn't need that. He says, the living word which we have handled, which we have eaten, which we have fellowship with. You know the word koinonia means intimate relationship. God was moving into John's being. Hallelujah. He was permeating his flesh. Hallelujah. And giving him that protective barrier. Hallelujah. John became spiritually asbestos. You know what asbestos is? You know what asbestos is? Huh? Some of you are going to need some of that spiritual asbestos. It's called fireproofing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fire comes out of a brother's mouth. And it comes against you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And do you smell the flesh burning? Do you feel the sense of the searing agony? And do you respond? I can guarantee you, when they put John down in that pot, hallelujah, he, like the three Hebrew children, hallelujah, says whether we live or whether we die, we will not bow to the demon of death and hell.
Yes. Yes.
You know, John had an invitation to meet with God. And he sent the Roman soldiers after him to bring him to the meeting. Huh? They didn't come by the authority of Rome. They came by the authority of the Father. You want to be like John? Oh my goodness. We'll pray for you. Hallelujah. He had a divine appointment. So God insulated him. They say that they tried to draw and quarter him. This is all where I get out of history. They tried to boil him in oil. Hallelujah. They could not kill John. He had the immortality of word inside of him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That protected John. Oh, God, help us to have that immortal word. Immortal word. Immortal word. We should change the word from ancient to immortal. Hallelujah. So they decided, well, we can't kill him. Let's get him out of sight. Hallelujah. So God's travel agent sent him a ticket. And they sent him to an island called Patmos. God's hotel. Have you ever seen Patmos?
You
ever look at it? I've never been there. But it's a hunk of volcanic rock. Very rough, very craggy. And it's littered with caves and caverns and things of that nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But now John was just where God wanted him. You don't get it, do you? Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. John had an appointment with an eternal God. And he had to go through a certain process to be made ready for that appointment, to be prepared to be able to fellowship with God on the next level of communication. Hallelujah. Because, you know, the island wasn't important other than it isolated John from any and everything else. Hallelujah. 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 And when God came down on that island, And he enveloped John in his eternity. Hallelujah. He embraced John with his eternal loving arms. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He took John up out of Patmos, up out of time, into eternity, where he could see the future.
Yeah.
Did you hear me? The book of Revelations is not a book for John's time. John saw things that were undescribable in his language. John was seeing instruments of modern warfare. John was seeing the time that you and I now live in. I also believe that John saw the saints of God. Hallelujah. I believe that John was hearing a word. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. Beyond his ability to comprehend, and he began to write it down on, in any way and manner that he could write it. Hallelujah. Do you think they had pen and paper in that hotel? You think they had pen and paper in that hotel? 21 books, 22 books, how many books? How many books, brother? Revelation. 22 books. Hallelujah. How in the name of heaven did John remember what he was hearing, what he was seeing? Hallelujah. 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 God was writing it on the tables of God, John's memory, word for word, syllable by syllable. Hallelujah. 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 Do you think Peter? Hallelujah. I like Peter. Hallelujah. Peter was a man that had some tremendous weaknesses. He was a man that even betrayed verbally. He was a man that cursed God. Hallelujah. But it says that Peter had the Spirit within him to repent.
Yeah.
It just took one look. One look. One look from God. Look right into Peter's eyes. Hallelujah. And he was, and I can guarantee you, he says, Peter, neither do I condemn thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter broke out of that place and he ran. Hallelujah. Run to a place of privacy. Got down into the dirt. Loose. Hallelujah. And it says he wept bitterly. Wasn't tears that were running out of his eyes. It was sorrow and regret and the miserable acknowledgement of his soul in the condition that it was in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like Peter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not that I am anything like Peter in the sense of his spirituality, but I am a sure a lot like Peter in his flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My favorite prayer. Oh, wretched man that I am. Deliver me, God. Out of this body of death. Deliver me, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But something happened to Peter. When Jesus arose, He says, go tell Peter that what you have seen. Hallelujah. Peter found the altar of repentance. Peter found the place of rending his heart and not his garments. Peter went beyond religion. Peter went beyond theological thought or concept. Peter went on beyond that, my God, and he touched the throne of God. And that virtue flowed out of that throne and into that man, that miserable, miserable man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And gave him new strength and vitality. Hallelujah. A new ability now to undo all that he had done. Peace. History again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know the reason he cursed Christ? He wasn't just afraid of dying. He did not want to be crucified. Hallelujah.
Amen.
History says that when they got him and they brought him in and they pronounced the sentence of death upon him, that they were going to crucify him, he said to his prosecutors, I am not worthy to die as my Lord died. Hallelujah. He said, crucify me upside down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, it's no easy ride. It's no easy ride. If you're looking for an easy ride, you're in the wrong place. You're listening to the wrong word. Or you're listening to the right word and trying to make it the wrong word. You know, when I went to this particular place in Africa here, I had to go to the religious system first. There was no place else to go. And the brethren that we were with, that's all they knew. Church order. Baptist. Lutheran. Pentecostal. Hallelujah. Evangelical, Pentecostal, you name it. Hallelujah. Pastors with backward collars. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we would go in one, and this young man that we knew, he knew them all. And he had heard this word and it excited him. So he wanted to be sure that everybody heard this word. And he drugged me in one church after church after church after church after church after church. Backward callers, bishops, priests. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would sit in their service for an hour and a half listening to their nonsense, all of their religious ritualism, dancing and performing like nightclub performers. Hallelujah. And then they would give me 15 or 20 minutes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was so distressed. After months of this type of thing, I'm so distressed. I'm saying to God, God, you brought me here for a reason. And I don't see the fruit of that reason. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, God didn't let up. It would begin back into the churches, one after the other, one after the other. I think the final straw that broke the camel's back, that back being mine, is when they put me in a car. We traveled for maybe 3 hours, 3.5 hours. I get out of the car, and there is a Pentecostal preacher that meets us. He has a backward collar, and the people who I'm traveling with should know better. They called him Bishop. You know, it was of course, you would have done something a whole lot different, I'm sure. You probably would have slapped them on the back and said, well, hello there, Bishop so-and-so. So glad to meet you today. My wife, as she was getting out of the car, I just looked at her. And she goes like this. You ever have your wife do that? It's going to be all right, sweetie. It's going to be all right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
At that moment, God spoke to me. And he spoke to me out of Zechariah 4. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it was about the, maybe it's 5. It was about the flying scroll. Are you familiar with that scripture? You remember the dimensions of it? Hallelujah. It was 10 by 20. Does that ring a bell for anybody? 10 by 20. Anybody know what is 10 by 20? Oh my goodness. Yes, the tabernacle. Hallelujah. It says that the flying scroll. Where is it headed? To the house of the thief.
Huh?
10 by 20. Hallelujah. It's one segment of the tabernacle. It's not the whole thing. It says it shall enter into the house of the thief. And there it shall abide. Until it consumes all of the wood, all of the stone thereof. Hallelujah! Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's take it out of the church realm. But I want to tell you that delivered me from my consternation. I now had a word for God.
Don't
that I mean I could go into any established any established government recognized institution and plant a bomb.
Hallelujah.
And if I never come back again, that bomb is sitting there. That seed is sitting right there. And in the environment that is sitting, it's going to activate it. Hallelujah. And it's beginning to go out to the members of that congregational church. Hallelujah. And it's going to begin to work on their wood. And it's going to begin to work on their stony hearts. Hallelujah. And it's going to renovate and bring forth a revival out of the midst of it. You know, we are a word of prophecy that is being activated. Did you know that? We are a word of prophecy. I want to read something. I gotta find it. I want to read the prophecy that God prophesied. Okay, it's Ezekiel. I want to go to Ezekiel. I want to go to verse 28, chapter 28. Hallelujah. You are a living word of prophecy. Did you hear me? You are a living word of prophecy. You are a living soul that has a living word of prophecy in it. You became a living soul by a word of prophecy. You were ordained to hear this word. Hallelujah. The Lord is pronouncing judgment upon the entity that we call Satan. Verse 18. Hallelujah. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities. By the iniquity of thy traffic, therefore I will bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will bring forth a fire in the midst of thee. It shall devour thee. It shall bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all the nations hast thou that hast behold thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This word of prophecy was prophesying to you and I in the event of the end time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the psalmist said, thou shalt not leave my soul in hell. Hallelujah. When he said, even if I make my bed in hell, thou art with me. Hallelujah. There is a living word that you have in the midst of your soul that might be in the midst of hell. And that word is to deliver you and to destroy hell. Hallelujah. God does not want to deliver you from hell. God wants to destroy hell. Destroy it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have a word. Hallelujah. Hebrews. Chapter 10, verse 9. No, chapter 10, verse 1. Hallelujah. No, it's not that one either. It's Hebrews 1, verse 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll get it right. Hallelujah. God, who in sundry times, in divers manners, spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days, hallelujah, spoken unto us by his Son. Hallelujah. He hath appointed heir of all things. Hallelujah. By whom also he hath made the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans, the 8th chapter. Oh, shatalalama kandaya. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans, the 8th chapter, the chapter of new beginnings. 8 is the number of new beginnings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Says, for we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption. Hallelujah. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Whereby the spirit itself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. Brethren, when you talk about being a child of God, you're not just talking about being born again. You're not talking about just being in a position or having a realm of heaven. Hallelujah. You're talking about the actuality of the composition of everything that is in God in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As I carry the DNA of my natural father, hallelujah, I am also carrying that programming in my spiritual being as a person that has been conceived by the Spirit of God. Why do I hang on to this old man? Why do I hang on to my heritage of Asbel? Why do I hang on to my Americanism? Why do I hang on to my self-life? When I have so much more to hang on to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whereby I cry, Abba, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Spirit.
Yes, Spirit.
That means God Himself is bearing witness. God Himself, not man, God Himself is putting His stamp of approval on the document of adoption. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Roman law, when there was someone that was adopted, the adopter took the ring off of the ring of the authority of their house. He took it off of his finger and he put it on the finger of the adoptee. And it was a crime. It was a crime for anyone to to deny or to ridicule that individual in regards to where they had come from. Hallelujah. You could be a slave, a trophy of war. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which trophies we are. Hallelujah. But if you were adopted by a Roman in a high place, Rome had to bow its knee to you when you walked by. Hallelujah. 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 It says that God put his stamp of approval upon our adoptive position, our adoptive papers. His spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are now the children of God. Oh my God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If children, then heirs, heirs of God, no longer heirs of my father's house, no longer subjugated to the rules and traditions of that house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No longer in subjection to the will of that earthly patriarch. Hallelujah. I am now an heir. Heirs of God. Joint heirs with Christ. The law said, firstborn, out there in front. Hallelujah. Secondborn, thirdborn, back here, behind. God amended. God changed the law. He said, not only heirs, but now joint heirs with Christ. I'm not looked at as an addition to the family. I am now looked at as an intricate part of the total aspect of that authority. Loose!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If I hang on to Asbiel, I will lose Christ. If I hang on to my Americanism, I will lose my position in the kingdom. If I hang on to my heritage of Asbiel, I will lose my position in Judah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I must die.
Hallelujah.
I must die to an American. I must die to the tribe of Asbiel. I must die to the tribe of self. Hallelujah. I must come out of my country. I must come out of my kindred. I must walk out of my father's house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or I will not be qualified. I will not be fit to handle the business of God. God bless you. Thank you very much. God bless you.